Well, we are honored this morning to have a special guest with us, the pride and joy of Alito, Illinois, and a future Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, Susie Bogus, with us. Susie, good morning.
Oh, my gosh. That just sounds so weird to hear that, but thank you.
Has it really set in? Because I'm looking at the inductees this year, and it's a pretty solid class. It's you, Richard Marx, Disturbed, and the Shylights, which is a very diverse amount of artists. But how cool is that?
I think that's going to be the coolest thing about it. You know, it's just the Shylights. Oh my gosh! You know, and I think most of us are going to be performing too. So I mean, it's going to be a really great show.
And the induction ceremony itself is Sunday, September 14th at the beautiful Rialto Square Theater in Joliet. And so I'm wondering, if you're going to perform, have you thought about what you would perform? What songs? Has that even crossed your mind yet?
Well, I'm actually playing in Alito the day before. They're having a festival down there, so I'm going to be performing in Alito first, but I imagine since I'm going to have my band guys with me, and we're going to also we're going to perform with the staff band that's going to be there, sort of the house band. So I'm imagining we'll probably do some hits. You know, just kind of seems makes sense, and I may do one song maybe from my latest album. Just kind of I kind of want to see what everybody else is doing first, and then, you know, I'm pretty eclectic, so I definitely want to keep things moving. I don't want to, like, bring everybody down with anything too sad.
Well, you've got so many great songs, and I've been a fan for a very long time. I mean, Outbound Plane, Someday Soon, Drive South. My personal favorite, Letting Go. If you're a parent and you have a child going off to college or maybe just graduating high school, I love that song. And there's just so many great songs to choose from. You definitely have a lot of choices.
Yeah, like I say, I kind of want to know what the instrumentation is going to be with the house band and that, because it could be fun to do, my latest album has a lot of bluesy flavor to it, so it could be fun to pull some of that out, too. So I don't know. We'll see.
Susie Bogus, our special guest. She is going into the Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's a big ceremony coming up at the Rialto Square Theater in September. She's our special guest. Susie, I know you went to Illinois State University. I know there were a couple colleges you went to, but I know you went to ISU, not too far from here, down in Normal. And you were at one point, if I have this right, you got a degree in metalsmithing, and you were designing your own jewelry at one point. Do you still do that?
You know, I what I do now, because I don't have a full studio at my house. I just have a little workshop table. And so now what I do mostly is I take other stuff of mine that's broken or whatever and just kind of repurpose it into other stuff. You know, it's maybe someday I'll get back into it. I don't know. You know, it's just one of those things where I always equate it to the music business, because when you work with metal, especially gold and silver, you know, it's like you're constantly cutting yourself, you're constantly burning yourself. It's kind of like the music business. You're always getting burned.
Oh, yes. I love that analogy there. Well, we are so honored to have you on. And I talked to you before we came on. I remember talking to your mom many years ago. She lived in the Naperville area. And I remember her calling me around the holidays. And we talked a little bit. And I remember playing Mr. Sandman for your mom. One Christmas holiday many years ago. And you were saying that mom was like your biggest fan.
Yeah, my mom was my biggest promoter. I mean, she was always calling the radio stations and asking for my songs. And you know, she wasn't trying to be, like, sneaky about it. She'd just go right ahead and tell you that she was the proud mama.
Oh, no, I remember it. And I remember playing, like, Two Steppin' Around the Christmas Tree. And, of course, all your great songs, Hey Cinderella and Someday Soon and Outbound Plane and all that. But I do remember talking to your mom some years ago at a radio station I worked at some years ago. And she was such a treat. And, Susie, we're so honored to have you this morning. And congratulations. That is so awesome that coming up September the 14th at the magnificent Rialto Square Theater, you will be inducted into the Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's pretty surreal in a way, but they've assured me that this Founders Award that I'm supposed to get, doesn't mean that I have to be a rock and roller, you know.
Well, you know, Dolly,
I try to get as close to it. I've tried to, rock out on some John Hiatt songs and things through the years, but my voice is, a little closer to like Doris Day, so.
Well, you remember Dolly, when she got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she ended up putting out that rock album after that because she initially turned it down, right? And then they talked her back into it. They're like, oh, no, Dolly, you deserve to be here. So, Disturbed's going to be there, Susie. Maybe you guys can get together and work out some unusual collaboration, right?
You never know. Maybe they were looking for some Jews harp on something. I don't know.
Well, we appreciate
it. Lick.
We appreciate you joining us, Susie, and we're so looking forward to seeing you in September. Congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Roy, and I will look forward to seeing some of your listeners out there at the Rialto.